Mitchell has been a Madison firefighter for 15 years and grew up in Delavan, but he was born in Milwaukee, a city Democrats typically need to win by a big margin to be successful statewide. Mitchell says Republican incumbent Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish either knew before the 2010 election that Scott Walker was going to curtail collective bargaining for most public sector workers, or should have spoken out against the move.
She agreed with everything he did. So that's what I'm running against. And if she didn't know, that's one thing. But if you didn't know and did not do anything about it, that's another.
Mitchell says Walker's crackdown on collective bargaining did not directly affect police or firefighters, but prompted his union to help other labor groups. The job of lieutenant governor is often ceremonial, though Clayfish often speaks to business groups, either joining Governor Walker or on her own. Mitchell says if he was in the state's number two job, he would be more visible on several issues.
I want to concentrate on education. We can't keep taking away from education, saying it's important, and then say we have nobody to work at these jobs because we have a manufacturing problem. I think we have to also work in poverty. We always talk about the middle class, but we don't talk about impoverished individuals
in
our state.
Yes, sir. Talk about it.
We never do. And then we need real steady job creation.
Some Wisconsin union leaders joined Mitchell at his campaign kickoff. The state Republican Party says Mitchell is another hand-picked union candidate taking part in a baseless recall effort. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.